Efesios 3. Y vamos a leer los versículos del 14 hasta el 19. We're going to read verses 14 through 19. Ephesians 3, 14 through 19, Efesios 3. De los versículos 14 al 19. Vamos a orar. Let's pray. Mi Dios, gracias por lo que somos en ti por toda una eternidad. Father, thank you for who we are in you for all of eternity. Tendremos la eternidad para vivir más que agradecido. We'll have all of eternity to live in tremendous gratitude. Gracias, mi Dios, porque el testimonio habla de su gloria. We thank you, dear Jesus, because our testimony speaks about your glory. It speaks about your power. Nos habla de tu poder. It speaks to your faithfulness. Nos habla de tu fidelidad.
Amen.
Father, we thank you that we are part of this family. Gracias porque somos parte de tu familia.
Gracias.
And we pray to your glory. Suplicamos para tu gloria. In Jesus' name, en el nombre de Jesús.
Amén.
Look at verse 14, please. Miremos el versículo 14. Por causa de esto, hinco mis rodillas al Padre nuestro Señor Jesucristo. Verse 15. De quien toma nombre toda la familia en los cielos y en la tierra. 16. Que os dé conforme a las riquezas de su gloria, que seáis corroborados con poder en el nombre, en el hombre interior por su espíritu. Verse 17. Que habite Cristo por la fe en vosotros, en vuestros corazones, para que arraigados y afirmados en amor. Verse 18. Podáis comprender con todos los santos cuál sea la anchura y la longitud y la profundidad y la altura. 19. Y conocer el amor de Cristo, que sobrepuja a todo entendimiento, para que seáis llenos de toda la plenitud de Dios. Wow. Me encanta como la Biblia se expresa. I love the way the Bible expresses itself. Amen. Leo esto por el Espíritu Santo que me ha sellado con la vida eterna en Cristo Jesús. Me edifica, me anima y me conforta. ¿No es así?
Amén.
I read this portion of scripture by the sealing and the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, because really it edifies me. It animates me, it comforts me to keep moving in the name of Jesus. Tanto así que como a Pablo, nuestras rodillas también deben de doblarse hacia el Padre de la Gloria. So much so, folks, that our knees also should bow to our Heavenly Father and give Him praise and glory. I'm telling you what, man, this whole thing has been a real blessing this morning. Todo esto para mí ha sido de gran bendición.
Aleluya.
El que de corazón haya recibido a Cristo Jesús también ha recibido al Padre, por el cual clamamos Abba Padre.
Amen.
Anyone here that has taken Jesus for themselves, for as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. If you received Jesus, you too, there's something in you that wants to glorify the Lord in such a way that you would say Abba Father.
Amen.
Amen. So el pensamiento de hoy se ubica en el versículo 15. So today's thought in the message is actually found there in verse 15, versículo 15, of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named. De quien toma nombre toda la familia en los cielos y en la tierra.
Aleluya. Aleluya.
Even the fallen angels, the ones that went against God, are called the sons of God. Aún hasta los ángeles caídos, los que se le fueron en contra del Señor, aún ellos tienen por título los hijos de Dios. As we think about Father's Day, that ought to carry a tremendous amount of weight in our hearts, because it's a heavy deal with God. Cuando pensamos en el Día de los Padres, hermanos, debemos pensar que Dios es Padre. Es tanto así, mis hermanos, que el peso es grande en el corazón de Dios. Él es Padre.
Amén. Amén.
Por lo tanto, para nosotros debe tener tremendo peso al igual.
Amén.
Pero el mensaje se trata de que somos familia.
Aleluya.
The message is about the fact that we're family. Somos hijos de Dios en el Cordero de Dios, que es el Hijo de Dios.
Amén.
We are children of God in the Lamb of God, which is the Son of God. Amen.
Amén.
En todo somos familia. In everything we are family.
Amén.
¿Será este concepto verdadero para usted? Is this concept real for you? How do you visualize your family in Christ? ¿Cómo visualizamos? Look at Galatians chapter 6 again. Miremos a Gálatas 6. Gálatas 6. Now, this is kind of introduction. Esto es parte de la introducción al mensaje. Galatians chapter 6, Gálatas capítulo 6. You know that there is a tradition of men and there is a tradition of the Father in heaven. Amen. Hay tradición de hombre y hay tradición de Dios.
Amen.
So we examine the scriptures so that we might check ourselves to see what tradition we are in. Por lo tanto, nos miramos entre el contexto de las Escrituras para saber en qué está cultivado mi cultura.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Galatians 6, Gálatas 6. Miren el versículo 10. Look at verse 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Así pues, según que tenemos oportunidad, hagamos bien a todos, mayormente a los que son de la familia de la fe.
Amén.
Let me give you an illustration. Quiero darle una ilustración. Eugene, could you help me out? Would you stand for a moment? Voy a pedir a mi hermano Eugene que se ponga de pies. Now, I want to ask Brother Reynaldo to stand up. Hermano Reynaldo, póngase de pies. This just came to me. Which one of these two men is more my brother?
Neither.
¿Quién de estos dos hombres es más hermano mío?
No.
You're right.
No favorite.
En los ojos de Dios. En los ojos de Dios. Se pueden sentar, no se cansen. You go ahead and sit down. I don't want you to get too tired. From God's perspective, Reynaldo and Eugene are as much my brother as anyone will ever be. Now, they might not like the fact that I'm their brother, but they got me for all eternity. Quizá no le guste que yo sea su hermano, pero me tiene por toda la eternidad. You just get used to it. Acostúmbrense. And that's important. Because sometimes we don't see it from God's perspective, we see it from our human perspective. Esto es importante, mis hermanos, porque la tendencia es de poner más afirmación a un familiar de carne. Dios no lo ve así.
No.
The natural human way of it is to always think about a carnal family member as if it had more weight. And anyone can suffer from that. Todo, aquí todos podemos sufrir de eso. So, somos intensamente familia. We are intensely family.
Amen.
Por la pasión de Jesucristo, by the passion of Jesus Christ, we are intensely family. Somos intensamente familia.
Amen.
Por la pasión de Dios.
Gloria a Dios.
En Cristo Jesús. You know, Hispanics are big about the blood thing. Oh, que somos, los hispanos son grandes en esta situación de la sangre. La sangre, you know. Hey, ese es mi hermano de sangre. Actos 20, 28 dice que somos hermanos por la sangre de Dios.
Aleluya. Aleluya.
You know, there's always that, you know, well, that's my blood. That's my blood. That's my blood. Yeah. Well, the Bible says in Acts 20, 28, that we're blood brothers by the blood of God.
Amen. Amen.
Now, which one has more weight? ¿Cuál de esas sangre tiene más énfasis?
Gloria a Dios.
La sangre de Dios, porque eso es eterno.
Aleluya.
The blood of Christ, because that's eternal.
Amen.
Carlos, de familia.
Amén. Amén.
Y es eterno.
Aleluya.
Carlos and his family, we're family for all eternity.
Aleluya.
Amen. Por lo tanto, Dios toma personal cuando uno hace por uno de los de él. And the fact of the matter is, God takes it very personal when somebody does something for one of his children. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
No solamente pudimos compartir, mis hermanos, Cristo se glorificó.
Amen.
So not only did we have fellowship, brother, but Jesus got glorified. Amen.
Gloria a Dios.
We're family, folks. God sees us very, very seriously. Now, as I said, this is kind of an introduction. Esto es parte de una introducción, because I think that there is a culture that is biblical. There is a culture that it could be in the church. Hay culturas, como dije en el principio, hay culturas de iglesia que no necesariamente se fundamenta en una cultura bíblica. A ver si desarrollo este pensamiento. Amén. Somos todo una familia. We are all a family.
Gloria a Dios.
Nuestro Padre siempre tiene la razón. Our Heavenly Father Amen. Always is right.
Amen.
En Cristo somos uno. In Christ Jesus we are one.
Aleluya. Yeah. Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. Miremos a 1 Corintios 2. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. Primera Corintios 2, el versículo 16. Porque ¿quién conoció la mente del Señor para que le instruyese? Mas nosotros tenemos entendida la mente de Cristo. ¡Wow! ¿Qué capacidad tiene usted, hermano o hermana? It says there in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 16, for who hath known the mind of the Lord that we may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. That's pretty awesome.
Amen.
You have the mind of Christ. We share the mind of Christ. Compartimos la mente de Cristo. That's not for just one single, that's for all of us that are born again of the Spirit of God. Eso es para cada creyente nacido del Espíritu de Dios.
Amen. Amen.
El viejo hombre no quiere retar a lo contrario. The old man, of course, would want to contradict that. Go with me to Philippians chapter 2, por favor, Filipenses 2. Filipenses 2, Philippians chapter 2. Versículo 5, verse 5. Un recordatorio, this is just a reminder, you know the verses well. Versículo 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, versículo 6, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, siete, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, versículo 8, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Amen. So what do? We humble ourselves. Nosotros también tenemos que humillarnos.
Amen.
We need to accept that Eugene is not more my brother than brother Enrique. Hay que aceptar mentalmente, programar nuestra mente, mis hermanos, que el hermano Enrique es tanto hermano mío como mi hermano Eugene.
Amén. Gloria a Dios.
Hay que conformar nuestras mentes. We gotta conform. Brother Tommy, we hardly know each other, but boy, I'll tell you what, the Spirit bears witness with my spirit that you're a child of God. El hermano Tommy lo conocemos recientemente, y el Espíritu de Tommy da testimonio, el Espíritu de Dios da testimonio que somos hermanos en Cristo. Gloria a Dios. I think that's awesome. Yo creo que eso es extraordinario. Nobody has this privilege. Nadie tiene este privilegio. It's a glorious thing.
Hallelujah.
This whole thing started in Isaiah 6, right? Well, at least we read about it in Isaiah 6, although it's been established before the foundation of the world. Aunque todo esto se estableció antes del fundamento del mundo, right? El Evangelio ya estaba pensado antes de Dios crear lo que creó. Pero me encanta la conversación de Isaías 6. Let's go to Isaiah 6. Isaías 6. We hear this dialogue here between the Father and the Son. Aquí leemos sobre este diálogo entre el Padre y el Hijo. Isaiah 6. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, versículo 8. Después de esto, oí una voz del Señor que decía, ¿a quién enviaré? ¿Y quién irá por nosotros? Entonces yo respondí, heme aquí, envíame a mí. Also I heard the voice, Isaiah 6:8. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. There is a concordance between God the Father and God the Son, Isaiah, having the Spirit of Christ, which is the Spirit of prophecy. Aquí Isaías, teniendo el Espíritu de Cristo, que es el Espíritu de profecía, tiene esta conversación con el Padre y voluntariamente dice, mándame a mí. And Jesus Christ volunteered himself. Is anybody making you come to church today? ¿Quién lo obliga usted a hoy venir a la iglesia? Te vino voluntariamente.
Amén.
Porque el Espíritu de Dios es voluntario.
Amén.
You came voluntarily because the Spirit of God volunteers. Amen.
Amén.
I hope we find this church.
¿Qué motivó la decisión? Isaiah 3:16. What motivated my decision today? John 3:16. Jose, what motivates you? Romans 5:8. Jose, ¿qué te motiva? Romanos 5:8. I owe him everything. Dios se merece todo de mí.
Amén. Amén.
No le puedo pagar. I cannot pay for this.
Así mismo. Amén.
Todo esto es voluntariamente de Dios, sin ninguna obligación. All of this has been done by God with no obligation on his part. He volunteered it all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen, brother. I want to scream. Nosotros le amamos a Él porque Él primero nos amó. We love Him because He first loved us.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Go with me to 2 John chapter 1. I'm almost done. Estoy casi por terminar, mis hermanos. Segunda de Juan. 2 John, chapter 1, Segunda de Juan, capítulo 1. That's all there is, right? All there is. If you have another chapter, show me your Bible. I won't read that. Amen. All right. Oh, those little ones, they get lost in the rest of the pages here. First John? Second John 1. Segunda de Juan 1. All right, here we go. Second John And we're going to look at verses 5 and 6. Vamos a mirar los versículos 5 al 6. Amén. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we have from the beginning, that we love one another. Versículo 6. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in love. What a wonderful day we're enjoying here for so many reasons. But the words of my sister Daniela and the words of this brother have really touched our hearts today.
Amen.
Mis hermanos, el privilegio de reunirnos todos los domingos siempre es un momento muy especial.
Amen.
Pero las palabras de mi hermana Daniela y las palabras y la presencia de nuestro hermano Carlos y su familia como que ha dado un toquecito muy...
Amén. Amén.
¿Por qué? Porque estamos obedeciendo lo que hemos experimentado.
Amén.
Un amor gratuito.
Gloria a Dios.
You know what we're doing? Simply this. We are simply exercising voluntarily a love that voluntarily was given to us. We're just following suit. We're just trying to walk in his steps. Simplemente estamos buscando a ver cómo podemos caminar en sus pasos. And such brings such satisfaction. Y trae tanta satisfacción. And we're all blessed by it. Todos somos bendecidos por ello. Gloria a Dios. Bless God. Hay decisiones de como familias que hacer. Todo esto era simplemente un fundamento para unas decisiones que queremos llevar a cabo aquí. All of this is fundamental and foundational to some decisions that we want to make as family. Amen. Go with me now to Acts chapter 4. Por favor, vayamos a Actos capítulo 4. Actos 4, Acts chapter 4. What language did I just read in Latch?
You both.
Vamos a Actos capítulo 4. Vamos a leer de los versículos 32 al 37. 32 al 37. I want to read out of Acts chapter 4, verses 32 to 37. Amen? All right, here we go. Acts 4:32, Actos 4:32. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. Does that go with the unity of a family? ¿Será que eso va con la unidad de una familia? No. Mm-hmm. Verse 33. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. 34. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the price of these things that were sold, 35, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. 36. And Joses, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, 37, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. What's the point of all of this? This reveals that they understood the gospel of grace. Esta porción de escritura, como muchas otras, revelan el hecho de que estos hermanos entendieron lo que es el evangelio de la gracia. They weren't doing this to be saved. That's a false doctrine. Ellos no estaban haciendo estas obras para ser salvos. Es una doctrina falsa.
Así mismo.
Ellos estaban haciendo esto porque conocieron la salvación por gracia de Dios.
Aleluya.
They weren't buying their way to heaven. No estaban comprando su salvación. God gave them the mind of Christ. And just as Christ volunteered with everything he had, they volunteered with what they had. Al entender la gracia de Dios, mis hermanos, que voluntariamente Cristo se prestó para el sacrificio, ellos también sacrificadamente, voluntariamente, daban de lo que tenía para necesidades de otros.
Amén.
No crea que usted puede hablar para ser salvo. Don't ever believe you can work to be saved. Somos hechuras suyas, creados en Cristo Jesús para buenas obras. We are, how does it say that? We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
Amén.
Si Dios no lo crea en ti, no obres, porque no te puedes salvar. If God does not create this in you, don't work, because you cannot work for your salvation. It's a free gift. Es un regalo.
Amén.
Entendieron que el acuerdo entre el Padre y el Hijo es según su naturaleza. ¿Cuál es la naturaleza número uno de Dios? Que dice la Biblia, Dios es amor.
Amén.
The nature of God. You can talk about his holiness. You can talk about his omnipresence. You can talk about his omnipotence. You can talk about anything. But boy, if there's one thing that brought salvation to you, the fact that God is love. Amen.
Amen.
Entendieron que el sacrificio de uno del universo es provocado según Dios es. They understood that what really compelled the voluntary will of God to die in your place and mine is that God is love. De corazón lo creyeron. De corazón lo sintieron. Y fueron inspirados a dar de igual manera. They believed it with their heart. They felt it in their soul. And they were inspired to freely give of everything they had. Dieron en amor, they gave in love. Dieron sin obligación, they gave without obligation. Dieron gratuitamente, según recibieron, they gave freely, just the way they had received. Por esto fue tan grande la ofensa de Ananias y Safira. This is why the offense of Ananias and Sapphira was so great. You guys, you just finished studying the book of Acts, right? We've been through this. Nosotros terminamos de estudiar el libro de Hechos y esa ofensa de Ananias y Safira. They didn't have to give everything. They could have cut whatever they wanted. They didn't have to give anything at all. Ellos no tuvieron que dar nada. Pues no finjas lo que no es del corazón. Do not feign what is not of the love of God. ¿Qué le dijo Cristo a la mujer samaritana? Que Dios está buscando a aquellos que adoren a Dios en espíritu y en verdad. No fingiendo.
Amén.
God, that's what God told the Samaritan woman. God is looking for people that will serve him in spirit and in truth. Don't pretend what's not real. You don't have to. Nobody here, at least I'm not, I don't care what you give or don't give. You're going to have to give an account to God, not to me. Yo no estoy mirando quién da, quién no da, quién hace, quién no hace. Mis hermanos, todo aquí vamos a tener que padecernos en el tribunal de Cristo.
Amén.
Usted va a dar cuenta a Dios.
Amén. Amén. Amén.
Usted está libre, mis hermanos. Si Dios lo ha libertado, seréis verdaderamente libres, right?
If
the Son has made you free, you shall be free indeed. We're good to go, man. What I do know is that there's something very special about giving. It is more blessed. Lo que sí yo sé es, mis hermanos, que hay algo muy especial en cuanto al dar. Verdaderamente, más bien, más bendecido el dar que recibí.
Amén. Amén.
A Dios sea la gloria.
Sea gloria, aleluya.
Nuestro apóstol Pablo nos habla como a familia. Brother Paul speaks to us like family. Go with me, please, to, and we're almost done, 1 Corinthians 16. Have you ever noticed that preachers, they say that a lot? We're almost done, they can go for another half hour. What is wrong with that? All men are liars, the Bible says. That's all I can tell you. No sé si ustedes se han dado cuenta, muchas veces los pastores dicen que van a tan por terminar y nunca terminan. Yo no sé, pues, no todo hombre es mentira. 1 Corinthians 16, 1 Corinthians 16. 1 Corinthians 16. I love this portion of scripture, me encanta esta porción de escritura. 1 Corinthians 16, 1 Corinthians 16.
Amén.
Let's look at verses 1 through 3, los versículos 1 al 3. So, you read in English while I read it in Spanish, okay? Voy a leer en español. En cuanto a la colecta que se hace para los santos, haced vosotros también de la manera que yo ordene a la iglesia de Galacia. Verse 2. El primer día de la semana, cada uno de vosotros ponga aparte algo, atesorándolo según Dios le hubiere prosperado, para que cuando yo viniere no se hagan con entonces las colectas. Verse 3, versículo 3. Y cuando yo estuviere presente, los que aprobéis por carta, a estos enviaré que lleven vuestra gracia a Jerusalén. ¿Sabes lo que me gusta del versículo 3? Ya desde el libro de los Actos establecido estaba que las ofrendas y las ofertas se las traían y se los daban a los apóstoles para que ellos distribuyesen. Lo que me gusta aquí es que como familia, Pablo teniendo autoridad, lo que se conecte, yo lo voy a distribuir, pero conforme a lo que ustedes me digan a mí. No es una decisión unilateral, es una decisión de familia. What stands out in that verse 3 is that the apostle Paul, it's been established that the apostles were the ones that were authorized to distribute whatever God's people wanted to give. But you'll notice that he says, to those whom you approve by your letters. The apostle Paul was not going to say, well, I'm the apostle, I'm the author here, I've got the authority, and I'm going to give this to whoever I want. That type of autocratic attitude is not scriptural. Whoever you approve of your letters, that's how the distribution is going to be made. You know why? Because we're family. This is not a business with a CEO at the top and an administration somewhere. This is a family. Es una familia, mi hermano.
Amén.
No un negocio donde hay un fenómeno allá con una administración y ellos deciden. Una familia.